The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Going up to that match now, all right?
I think we
are. I won a divorce.
Oh well,
make it public. Oh my god, and it's my
look at it.
Hi,
hey, look at him smiling. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, just rub it in there. Oh. Rub it in there.
Like this is like the things that they want you to forget about WWE. This is the things like this era here. The things they want you to forget that WWE were doing.
Oh,
look at this stuff.
She's a Hall of Famer.
Uh oh,
Shane McMahon, best.
Shane had been gone for a while here.
Easy now, buddy. Beat the shit out of you. Yeah, yeah. Take that, Dad.
Yeah.
Pow, 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 pow. Da, 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 da.
With a turtleneck, eh?
Hey.
Look at that. What? In front of his wife, man.
Yeah. Oh, but I would imagine.
And the,
Did you see that shit? But annoying, Linda, she's probably there watching going, Yeah, I'm going to be getting some of that Trish action later.
Yeah.
When Vince and I
that's,
make
that's WrestleMania 2000,
yeah,
logo.
Just to make sure. All right, you want to go? There. Yeah, I think it's
that line there. I will never forgive your mother for giving birth to you. Wow.
I still like Shane's line on SmackDown towards Mrs. The biggest mistake he ever had was you, because you are a mistake.
Oh yeah.
It was like,
yeah. Good on you putting it together.
Yeah,
and this was here the last Raw before WrestleMania, guys. This is
the last
purchase.
Nitro.
The simulcast of Nitro and Raw.
Huge.
Look at that. Panama Beach, wasn't it? I think they were doing
Panama
this.
Beach, Florida.
Yeah. Yeah, to WCW.
Oh, it's all over.
Night of Champions it was.
Yeah, everyone just grabbed your competition by the throat and you need to squeeze it out. That's what you did, didn't you, with all the territories.
But it all happened within the same month. You know, ECW filed bankruptcy and WCW got bought out.
Yeah.
For only like $4 million or something like that.
Yeah, it was very
so bad. And the one thing I will say that I agree with Tony said is he said, well, they shouldn't have never sold it because they should have kept the library. And made their own network and just streamed all the old stuff.
Yeah.
But they sold it all for $4 or $5 million.
If that happened, would we be able to do the broadcast and go back and do ECW or WCW shows?
Yeah, well,
that's
right. Correct.
All right. So think about it.
Mm. I still think if WCW didn't close, I still think WWE would have bought ECW out and still bought that for the library. And maybe they would have done an invasion with that angle.
Maybe.
And done WWF versus ECW.
So, what was it? The last Nitro.
Yep.
The main event was
it was Flair and Sting.
That's right.
Yeah. The you think it would be for the world title, but that was the second match or first match, I think it was. It was Booker and Scott Steiner. US versus world title.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah. Booker won the title.
Booker won the world title.
Yeah.
And then came in as double champion with the US and world
Mac.
Championship. It also had Chavo takes on Shane Helms.
Vicky Breaker. Gonna break your neck.
For the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah.
Kid Romeo, Evan Courageous took on Rey Mysterio and Kidman for the Cruiserweight tag.
Wouldn't mind doing that show one day.
Sean Stasiak, Bam Bam Bigelow.
No, you idiot. I'm gonna tattoo your head, not her head.
And then I think, then you had Flair and Sting, main event.
Flair with a t-shirt.
Yeah, because he wasn't comfortable wrestling.
No.
No.
tucked into his tights.
So both of those, that show has been covered by both What Happens When and Something to Wrestle. Yep. Did their own take on it.
Yep.
But no, we should do that. It'd be a good show. Yeah, well, it goes for about an hour and a half, I think.
It'd be a good one to watch.
Mm.
So here we've got Shane McMahon.
And talking about content of WCW, if you are an active subscriber to the network, you would actually see that they're actually putting up all the Thunder episodes, mm-hmm. like almost month by month now.
Yep.
So they're actually coming up to nearly the end of it. And I was actually thinking about maybe one day during the show doing the final Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Or like the first Thunder. Because I think the last
What's
Thunder
up,
was...
What's up, boys? What's up, girls? Oh,
here we go.
Yeah,
the camera cuts up to the skybox. And who do we see up there?
Who do we see? No one.
Here we go. They do show them, though. You can't zoom in far enough, mate.
Go, let's get the... fucking okay. hell.
Yep. Vince, we have a problem. That's cool.
Here we go.
So you've got Hugh Morris, yep. Mark Jindrak,
yep.
Mike Sanders, Chavo, Sean Stasiak, Lance Storm, Mike Awesome, and I think that was the Red Rooster sitting up there because he was an agent then, Terry Taylor. Up with him. But Mike Sanders never appeared on WWE TV. Do you remember who he was? He had a real southern accent. He was the commissioner of WCW. He used to come out kind of like karate fighter style like that.
Mike Sanders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was feuding with the cat.
Yeah, I remember Ernest Miller.
But he never actually appeared on WWE. Mike Sanders. He appeared, Mike, I think he was at the
I
development
think, I remember
territory.
Mike Sanders because he looked like the lead singer of Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he didn't end up doing anything though. Hugh Morris ended up coming in with the Invasion. Jindrak, I don't think he did, but he was originally going to be with Evolution when they had that planned. And they even shot footage of him coming out of a helicopter with Batista and, what is it?
Triple H
and Flair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he replacing Orton or Batista? I think he was meant to be...
Batista.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, they went, all right, let's get Dave and...
Yeah. But also, is that where they are? Okay. Yeah. And Storm would kick off the invasion by making his official debut by super kicking Perry Saturn, I think it was.
And then sending him loopy.
Yep.
Having a sexual relationship with a mop.
Yep.
Instead of Terry.
Yeah. And Mop, Hugh Morris did the moonsalt on his debut on Raw. That's right. Coming out. Here he comes. The creator of it all, guys.
Yep.
All the way back in the mid-1980s, WrestleMania 1, 2, and 3. And for now we are at, we're 35 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
For shits and giggles, yep. The other night, I was playing 2K19, and I did Vince McMahon with Stephanie and Shane in his corner against Kofi Kingston and The New Day.
Yep.
Vince McMahon won.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a couple of rumours online that people were doing some predictions that they think that Vince will be involved in the Brian Kofi match.
Yep.
There's also talks of people saying, well, what if earlier in the night you do Brock and Rollins wins, and then at the end, I'd say Kofi's nearly about to win the match against Brian, Vince then comes out and puts Brock in the match and makes Brock come out and pin and then win the WWE championship.
You want to piss off a lot of people?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Because I heard that Brock's re-signed. Did you know that? It was announced yesterday. Yeah. They're trying to do Cormier versus Lesnar for UFC in August, but I've heard he's signed up till August, which is like the same thing as last year. Remember just before WrestleMania, he re-signed against...
And they had
Roman's going to win at Mania, and then he got, you know, beaten. So...
That would be... I'm not going to lie, but that'd be...
Puts Brock in there against Kofi. Kofi's won. No, you haven't actually won.
Which
means you've
got, three-way
you've got this guy.
That slap. Yeah. That was a legit slap. I would love to see that, actually.
Look at this. Boom, 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 boom. He's looking out. I said, go to bed.
Yeah, time for bed now, son.
Do the dishes. Put them away.
Huh?
You're meant to dry them.
What's this air drying shit?
Sorry, Dad.
Fucking idiots. Why do I ever have...
So Vince has wrestled. I'm trying to think how many manias he's competed at. I'm going to say at least three, because he's taken on Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, and Shane, and he's never won at one.
Hogan?
And Hogan, that was WrestleMania 19, that's four.
I love that you actually thought that Vince was going to win against Hogan that one time.
I did too.
Yeah. And everyone was like, you're a fucking idiot.
It's Piper. It's Roddy Piper.
What you got here, hey?
Yeah.
I have a pipe in the face right for you, Hogan.
Is that the one when Vince leans up like that out of that and his bloodied up face? Yeah.
The monster.
Very cool.
Yeah, we were, you know the best thing about that night?
Yeah,
we actually went to the cinemas and watched.
And
they're
doing that this weekend.
Yeah,
Village Cinema is also doing like multiple screenings of WrestleMania 35.
You had to pay for it though, man.
Yeah.
Well, we could just go over to Brother Nathan's place and then just
check it out that way.
Clog the toilet, watch the wrestling,
eat his food, eat his drinks.
Yeah. Trash the house with our kids, with toys everywhere.
We're heading off, mate. Leave the nappies.
See you, man. See you, man. Clean.
Leave the nappies, the wipes, all that stuff. Pretty much.
Well, what are you talking about? All our kids are toilet trained now.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I'm talking about you, are you?
I will, yeah.
With your adult diapers. Yeah. You'll see this, man.
That's easier because then you don't have to get up or go anywhere. You can just sit there.
What?
It's messy, but...
Then don't shit.
Yeah, but if you need
don't
to...
Don't shit in your nappy then.
I was talking about it because the Avengers Endgame comes out in like 3 weeks or something now. Mm-hmm. And it's 3 hours and 8 minutes. Look at the sign here. Signs what? Yeah. 3 hours, 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to Maddie because my son just cannot sit and watch a whole movie without going to the toilet. And I said to him, and he hates leaving a Marvel movie because you miss on anything.
You miss on something.
So he's trying to research ways that he cannot go. And I'm like, I said, go beforehand.
Yeah, go way before.
And I said, I go like 4 times a day. Which is, he goes, that's not a good thing. And I'm like, I don't know, but that's what I do though.
What, are you talking about pissing or shitting?
Yeah. First one. Pissing. I think I go 4 times a day.
I'm number one.
I do
a number one.
Number one choice. I think I go like 4 times a day.
Yes, I can go with that. Yeah.
But he's depending like, on what? How much... 4 times. He goes, that's not a good thing. I'm like, yes, it is.
It's a bad thing. That's a good thing. What are you doing, Dad? I'm being Dom Dallas Page during this time.
WWE yeah, 2002. Come on,
the fuck, man? What's wrong with you? Dad, I was young at the age.
He's DDP.
What's a DDP?
Fuck out of you. Yeah. Take your shit. South, high, five. Get out. Well,
if you look at Shane's eye too, he has an actual shiner.
Mm.
He's got like all Vince white. Yeah.
Oh, he does too. Look at that.
Yeah. He cocked him pretty hard, I think it was.
Yeah.
He'd be great. Like, Dad, let's go out tonight and wrestle and beat the shit out of each other. Okay, son. Dad!
Get up, Dad! At WrestleCon last night, they were teasing to do Lucha Brothers against the Young Bucks.
Yes.
But the Young Bucks didn't show up. So then Ray Phoenix says to Pentagon, hey, why don't we wrestle? So they just wrestled against each other at WrestleCon.
Nice.
Like two brothers, good 15-minute matchup. Cool. But it was like, imagine you and me just wrestling each other. Let's just put a show on for the fans.
It would be terrible.
Closed line. Sorry.
Suplex. We heard you. What?
Jump up, L. We can hear you. But I'm like, that's me now wrestling.
Calling spot.
But I'm like, idiot. That's good. Good matchup though.
That's cool.
And
that's
Phoenix won. The younger brother won. So there
you go. You let him over. That's
I like how Mick just couldn't get a proper ref shirt, but I'm just going to spray paint my actual black, my actual white shirt.
That's his work shirt, so he's like,
come on though. I'm be like everyone else.
But hey, that's he's being comfortable there. He's got a very loose fitting clothes there.
Tracks on.
Trackies on. Yep.
Here we go. Jabs here.
Hey, Dada. Dada.
Left. Bam. Good left jab. Another left coming up. I think it's left and a right.
Into the neck.
Another one. Oh, here is the big right hand.
One, boom. Two, three. Oh, like body shots.
See, that's better shame punches than now. It's like, I'm hitting you.
It's like, you know, really.
Nothing
hit me
at all.
Nothing. Still love it when the shot's on Orton. Not even touching.
Yep, and Orton's selling it too.
This is the boss's son. I'm going to get paid. Oh yeah, you're beating me up.
That's my match of the night. I can't wait for Styles Orton. That should
be good.
That's my top match, followed closely with Joe and Ray. They're my two.
Really Dominic turns on his father.
Oh,
I was Eddie's kid all along.
Wow. Yep. And then they wrestle too. Just you know
who?
Dominic and Ray. You know,
father versus son.
Oh, like this one here.
Yeah,
put Joe in it for the US title. Dominic wins the US title.
No. Just make it like a year. No, don't be silly, Tom.
Okay,
what the fuck is wrong with you? Okay.
Yeah. Oi. No, but that's Styles and Orton is the match I really want to check out.
Yep, same.
Did you see the promo backs on last week's SmackDown? What he said to him?
Yeah, you're being suspended for drugs.
Yeah, you know, you're there wrestling in, you know, indie halls and I'm winning world championships. You're winning world titles, but you're also failing drug tests. Oh, and Kevin Owens. See you later. I'm out of here.
I'm out.
And I'm out.
Get out of the way, Steph. Look at that.
The cameras too.
Oh.
Shane misses it, leaping elbow drop from the top to the outside through the announce table. The old camera flash. What a time.
Yep, none of that these days.
It was a simple time.
Simple time back then. Are you okay, Shane? Are you okay?
Do you want to cash in? Do you want to cash in?
What?
What? Yes. Oh, that kendo stick snapped at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
He did there, mate.
Look at this. Watch the camera flash. Look at that.
Yep.
Everyone rolling the Kodaks back.
They got their old, you know, their new fancy dance cameras.
There's no iPhones in, I don't think.
No. Oh,
there's the call. Here she comes.
Come on down to the ring. Welcome down to the ring.
What did you say last month? You're talking about Kane when he tombstoned her.
I don't know.
And he goes, just wait. Tombstone, just wait.
Just wait.
Alan!
What?
Alan.
What? I have a cold.
I'm sniffing.
I have a sniff.
See?
What's the cough mean? I've got something in my teeth. You need to trim down there, please.
I'm sure. Blah, 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 blah.
Just put the rock song in there. Now. Yeah. Hello, Dal. How are you?
She's all shiny. Why is she so shiny?
Baby oil.
What?
Vince is over there going, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze with the baby oil.
Just a little bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Come on, Vince.
Come on, baby. You got to get up. You got to get... Yeah. I don't know why she has an accent.
Or Deborah, is it?
Why don't you get up quickly? Hey, what's that all about? Okay.
Here we go.
Hey, it's okay. Let me help you up.
Yeah, we're all together.
I'll just stay on my knees. This is a good angle where I can...
Look at Howard. What's going on here? Howard reacts
to... He sells. Good on you, Howard. God bless you, mate.
And look at Steph. Wait a minute. What?
Wait a minute, you bitch. Hey. You slap him. She slapped her hat off.
Jesus.
Come here, bam. Go, Trish. She's had enough.
And this was her face turn.
Enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Yeah, because she debuted with TNA.
Testing Albert.
Yep, had the feud here, and then she ended up becoming a single star and ended up wrestling soon, like proper wrestling.
Proper wrestling, yeah.
And she won the women's title, I think, a year later or so. I think it was Survivor Series 2001. Oh, 2002.
Now, I remember watching this live, and the scene that's coming up with Linda.
Yeah.
Listen to the crowd.
Well, they loved it.
Oh.
Look at all those belts. Maybe think of JC Flair. With all these belts.
God bless that
good
man.
Good fella. He's got so many belts, though.
Yeah.
So many championships. He's got
a smoking hot wife, too. Mm.
Shout out to Jay. I think it's JZ underscore Flair on Twitter. Good guy.
Good guy.
And also...
Does anyone want to do a podcast?
Finish my coffee. Hashtag coffee corpse there. To see more Scott.
Same here. Thank you again, Tom, for a nice roast you had there.
Good Kona. Medium roast.
It was all right.
Hashtag coffee corpse.
I'm glad you put another spoonful in for me.
No, Mick. I've got it.
I've got it, baby.
Look at Steph, I can't...
Keep running, girls, keep running. Oh, I fell over! My ankle!
My other ankle.
Cut the darn things off.
What?
Sorry, that's a... that's a...
what an ankle hurt. No,
it's all better now. No, that...
Look at the Vince
cut
picture.
The darn things off is from a Angry Beavers episode.
Oh, my Lord.
That's going right
Angry
back in this...
Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavois. You know, look at this. When your husband gives you this look.
It doesn't he point at it too? Look at that.
You little bitch. And you hear the crowd go, ooh.
Look at Howard. Selling it so well.
I love it. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to Linda? Who are you calling a bitch?
Yeah, he says it again there. Uh-oh. Camera guy, good spot there too.
That's a great shot. Looks over at JR, looks over at...
Grabs any grab her now too.
Yeah, lifts her up. Yeah. Oh. What are you going to try?
Oh, that's my missus. Don't you touch her, all right? She brought me back from Annie last year. Even I didn't win.
Yeah.
We're together. We are happy together. Well, she's not your back, okay?
She's not your missus, Mick.
You've got Trish and I've got her, all right? We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good.
You're
right, we're babe? All happy.
You're right, Dale? Come on.
Come on, let's get you out of here. Have a lovely time.
Listen to the thud. Here we go.
Motherfucker.
Of the chair shot.
Hey, here we go. Hey. Wham!
Oh, gee, back of the head. One chair shot. A tattoo chair shot.
I forgot one thing I forgot to bring up when Stephanie came out.
Yep.
Every time I hear Stephanie's song now, I always think of Little Kim.
Oh, yes. Is it the I'm All Grown Up song? Is that the one?
No. The one she's got now. I heard her on Raw that she came out and claimed that she was going to be part of the main event.
Oh, the Fatal Four. Making it a Fatal Four.
Which made me laugh.
Yeah.
But it was... But every time I hear her song, it's... I always think of my neck, my back.
Oh yeah,
my pussy and my crack. And I can't get that out of my head now.
Your head to it.
No, it's like I'm on, and it's just with my head. I'm like, you're talking about what are you doing? Fuck you! Get back down there, son. Kick you in the head.
I'm gonna talk to your mum for a second. Stay here.
Stay here. Don't you move. Don't you bloody move.
All right, now let's talk.
Let's have a chat at WrestleMania.
No, sit down. Right here.
What, stay there.
He's got for a Bronco Buster.
Oh, mate, hit with a Bronco Buster. Okay, you stay there and you watch this.
I just forgot to turn my notifications off on the WWE. Damn it. I know one match then.
Be quiet. I want to know.
That's why I just popped up then. Shit.
You dumbass. All
right. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks a lot, I think. Oh,
here we go. One trash can. Two trash can.
Oh, you nearly got Linda there.
Hey, lands perfectly on her head.
Yay! Oh, nearly hit Shane there. It got him on the ankle there.
Who was it in ECW? Was it Terry Funk that got hit in the head when the bin got thrown in? Ting! Yeah. It smacked him on the head.
Ah, I love how you say bin. We've talked about this.
That's what we don't call it, rubbish bin.
A trash can in wrestling. We're not
American.
Wow.
We're
not American, but that's what they're called, dickhead. All right.
Rubbish bin, trash can.
Fucking moron named Tom.
Cocky face. Confident good guy.
Fuck off. Making me laugh when I'm meant to be angry at you.
Confident good guy.
I'm a confident good guy.
Also known as cocky face.
Face. Tom of the Brocast. C-Pip.
I haven't dropped a C-Pip today. So
good.
I was saving it.
Well, I haven't dropped a C-Pip.
Yeah.
She does that so well, Linda.
Mm. Uh-oh. Look at that. All right, watch this. I want you to see this.
You see this, little lady? You watch this. You watch this. Watch the crowd.
Look at that.
What?
Yeah.
She's alive. She's
Shane pointing.
You.
Vince just with the leg there too.
Wham!
Yeah. Goal!
Ole, 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 ole! Goal! Oh, Mick is back.
And Mick's back too.
Oh, bit of a Cactus Jack punches here.
This is very reminiscent of that they used for the Bret Hart match.
Take that!
Where the whole Bret Hart family got involved.
Never watched it, don't care.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
No.
It's not like this one.
No, this is great.
Yeah.
This is fantastic stuff. Shit right here. Just like, da, 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 da.
Is it the knee?
Yeah.
The running knee.
Running knee. Oh, bam!
Jesus. I still remember, too, the Shawn Michaels elbow drop from the ladder to Vince. Puts him on the table, puts the trash can on him, and then elbow drop.
That's a really good match, too.
Yeah.
Because it was during that time where Vince is like, we're going to have a tag team match. And it's going to be Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon, versus Shawn Michaels and God.
Yeah, Backlash.
It was like...
And then God even came out too. Yeah, the light coming. Oh.
Yeah, God didn't even show up. You know, it just was like, I had a car problem and I couldn't make it.
God and HBK.
Yeah, God and HBK. In a tag team match, player.
Oh, my Lord. All right, here we go.
Homie don't play no game.
First time Shane ever did this too on pay-per-view.
The Shaney Mac.
Here we go. God's sake, look at that.
Will he land that? Will that hit the Miz in the face in there?
Well, it's false pin anywhere. Yeah. Where do you see it ending? Rings in a pin and fall in the ring or some backstage thing?
Nah. 2, 3.
Got him. You know what I'm hoping for? Please, Mean Street Posse. Come on.
Same.
Just do it.
Same.
You could have done it with the Taker hell in the cell, but you didn't do it. But now that he's a heel, do it.
Or you get Shane's kids and they all come out and beat the shit out of the Miz. And then, clap.
No, you can do Mean Street Posse, then the B team. They can come out and try and help Miz then. Bring them back together. B team. Try and help Miz.
Oh, yeah. And they can take on Mean Street. But they beat up on Shane's kids.
Well, no, it's that Mean Street Posse.
Oh, sorry. There we go. So 3-on-3.
Yep. Oh, well, 2-1. It'll be 2-on-3.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to happen.
So it's not going to happen. No, dream on. I love you, Mama. I love you too, Mama.
We hurt our dad.
We beat the shit out of your husband and daddy.
Yep. I love that. I love my stepdad, Mick Foley. It's good that you and him are happy. Yeah.
They're not together.
It looks like him.
They're not.
Well,
what do you know?
What happens at WrestleMania?
What? Say,
come on, son. Let's go. Hey, Sean Stasiak.
Hey, meet. I got beat up by Kurt Angle. No one gave a shit.
Yeah.
It was during a Survivor Series match.
And I think he competed at Invasion. He teamed up.
He survived an invasion.
Teamed up with.
Why can't you talk properly?
Canyon and.
Hulbert and Canyon.
Who else was it? I think it was Hugh Morris. Yeah, Hugh Morris. Canyon and Meat.
Yeah, Meat.
What's everyone like? The whole hashtag bringing him back for Kurt. Make him take on Kurt.
Yeah,
Kurt's
that.
First match. Make it his last match against Shawn Stasiak.
A real American.
He follows us on Broadcast.
Whoa!
Do you know that?
Sorry,
Shawn Stasiak.
He follows us.
Yeah, on Brocast. Thanks, man.
Love you.
He does.
I think you're a terrific wrestler.
I DM'd him and say thanks for the follow. But yeah, he follows us. Sean's, he's a doctor now. But before we kick into our next part, just a promo for a really good podcast that you guys should definitely go out and support. They support us, and we support them, and here is their promo.
Hey, this is Ken M.
Padawan Jay.
Coach Duffy.
From the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast. Every week, the ODPH is talking sports, movies, TV, comics, and more. It's always a parlay of topics on each episode. You can find the ODPH on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you find great podcasts, such as the one you're listening to right now. Don't forget to check out OchoDuroParlayHour.com, where you can find the links to all of the ODPH social media accounts, links to the bands whose music you hear each week on the show, hashtag 607 podcast info, and parlay points, our companion blog section of the show. Thanks for listening to the ODPH. Now get back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Main Event Marks is a retro pro wrestling podcast hosted by two lifelong wrestling marks and walking wrestling encyclopedias, Troy and Greg. Every Wednesday, we do a breakdown and review from a fan's perspective on some of wrestling's biggest and most forgotten shows ever, along with the industry news from that time period, taking you back in history to when that event took place. Main Event Marks is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Follow us on social media at @MainEvent_Marks.
Well, guys, you know what time it is. Alan's left the room, so I have to give a bit of a readout of our sponsors and affiliates. So Rogue Energy is a premium energy and focus supplement designed to optimize your mental and physical performance. And if you check out rogueenergy.com and use our promo code 2702 at checkout, you will get 10% off products. Next one I want to talk about is Luxy. So Luxy can enhance your performance with their analog grips. These grips can be used on your PlayStation, your Xbox, and your Nintendo Switch. And if you visit Luxy.com and use the promo code BRO247, that's BRO247, you get a total of 15% off products. Up next is Triumph Chairs. So Triumph Chairs is a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. Visit TriumphChairs.com and use the promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 10% off products. Up next is Clinch Gaming. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers that you can use on your Xbox and your PlayStation, and use our promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 5% off products. Up next is Player One Coffee. So Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes custom tailored to gamers, creative developers, and just about anyone who really enjoys a cup of coffee. And lucky last is victoriouseyewear.com. So Victorious Eyewear developed blue white blocking gaming glasses designed to eliminate digital eye strain and help you maintain comfortable and focused. Visiting victoriouseyewear.com and use the promo code BRO247 at checkout gets you 10% off. So again, shout out there to Victorious Eyewear, Player One Coffee, Clinch Gaming, Triumph Chairs, Luxy.com, and Rogue Energy. All right, guys, we are back, and we are now at the tail end of what has been a really good episode.
Mm-hmm.
So again, until our next episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Tom saying bye-bye. You say bye-bye too?
Fuck off.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
Where I live, we're at the bottom of a hill, so it's where most people pick up speed as they're going down the bottom of the hill.
And if you've
followed the journey of our podcast for the last 3 years, you would hear all different noises in this show, from car horns to dogs to cars speeding up and down the hill, people chatting outside. Yeah, lots of different...
The occasional donkey.
He's not here anymore.
What happened?
He's not needed.
Glue factory.
No, we got milk. Got the milk, so for that.
You got the...
Yeah.
Donkey is, that's a male.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So no, you're no, born no. on his dick.
Make good milkshakes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, guys, thanks very much for listening. This is the end of the broadcast from forever now, because Tom likes to suck on the proverbial teat of a donkey.
Yeah.